twin bomb explosions have rocked the Sayed Zainab area near the Syrian capital, killing at least 8 people. The blast hit the entrance of the Holy Shia Shrine in the Damascus countryside. Syrian TV says that a bomber on a motorbike detonated the first bomb, while the second explosion was caused by a car bomb. Over a dozen people have been injured. The death toll is expected to mount as several victims are in critical condition. There's been no claim of responsibility, but the Daesh terror group has targeted the area several times this year, killing scores of people. Let's get more on the story from our correspondent, Mohammed Ali, who joins us from Damascus. Well, Mohammed, obviously tell us more in terms of casualties and injured, but also the question comes up why this area keeps being targeted.
Well, the ISIL terrorists usually are the ones responsible for such attacks. We know that ISIL is actually suffering and losing ground, especially when we speak about areas like Al-Raqqa and the surrounding areas over there, like Al-Tabqa, where the Syrian army is advancing. Now, usually civilians are the ones suffering the most, as in such terrorist attacks, the casualties are mostly civilians. What happened is about around 10 a.m. Damascus time, terrorists carried out two attacks, one with a car bomb in Al-Tin Street, which is a crowded residential street in Sayed Zainab Quarter in Damascus countryside, and the other was by a suicide bomber wearing an explosive belt who blew himself up at a checkpoint for popular forces at the entrance of Al-Diabiya neighborhood, which is on the outskirts of Sayed Zainab over there. At least 8 people up till this moment were confirmed to be killed as a result, and tens of others were injured. There was conflicting news about the number of people killed for the moment, as the number could rise at any moment. We're still waiting for the final, perhaps, results from hospitals nearby there to know the final number. However, news say that up till this moment, between 8 and 16 people were killed as a result. The target was a checkpoint, as I told you, for popular forces, and also a crowded residential area, which they're over there. It is believed that there could be also a small center for also popular forces. However, this is not confirmed yet, but definitely those suffering the most and are civilians. Most of the casualties are civilians. The areas are crowded residential areas. There's a market over there. There are schools. There are a lot of apartments in that area, and definitely this is not the first time. We also have to note that on the 25th of April, last April, ISIL terrorists claimed responsibility for a similar attack at the same exact checkpoint, which was the target just today. And it is believed that ISIL is behind such an attack, even though up till the moment we haven't heard any claim of responsibility by the terrorist organization.
Very well. Thank you for that. Mohammed Ali, correspondent there from Damascus.